about people, did colored people, did y'all have, you know, did you remember back in the old days, it was a lot different than it is now. Other people called them.
Well, the respectable thing that we would have called people of a different color that my father taught me that they would be colored people.
Yes.
And then in school, when you grew up, Negro was proper, you know. And you,
but maybe other whites would call them.
Other whites, they had...
other people we might call them.
Niggas, we have, you know, that's a funny situation. I grew up in the South, in the Deep South, where I knew a lot of my friends from Pearl River, Six Ward, in that area up there. They had a very high intolerance for Negroes, you know, the other people. Real prejudiced against them. Now, my father grew up on a plantation where you had one white family and everything was Negro, you know. Everything else, you know. He played with them, grew up with them and everything. And he had a high tolerance for them. He liked them and they liked my dad. My dad always did teach us to respect everything, you know, not everything that they did, but so many things that they accomplished. Doubly so because they accomplished it under more duration than the white race did, you know.
Yeah.
And I remember things he used to say about it. They had such self-appointed preachers in the Negro race, you know, as I was growing up. And a lot of them were laughable, you know. Like we talked about, we laughed at the baptism and stuff. And we would laugh at some of the sayings and some of the things that the colored preachers would tell us, you know.
Yeah, but white folks had them type of... But huh? Didn't other folks have the type of preachers too?
Not many in this area. The white race in this area was pretty... I don't know, intelligent or educated or something, but they were... But they had the people that would give us the most trouble with agitation between the two races. Well, from Picayune, Mississippi, you know, southern Mississippi, that area up where they call Six Ward, Florida, that was, you know, it just showed no...
Pearl River. Yeah. What kind of people?
They were foreign people,
yeah.
You know. And they were intelligent people too, you know. I mean, they just didn't act that way towards some problem, you know. I didn't think they did.
Yeah. Well,
old boy, my father bought that from saloon. The name of the saloon.
It used to be a rough town, didn't it, when it had timber and all that?
Well, it used to be rough.
A little rougher, I
think. Rougher in some ways. See, this was we're just 18 miles from Mississippi, you see. This safe was owned by a saloon by the name of Pickle and Ham. Used to have a saloon across the railroad track, on that side of the track, on the bayou. And it did an enormous business, the liquor business.